ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 99. స్వప్నో భవత్యస్య విభక్త్యవస్థ స్వమాత్రశేషేణ విభాతి యత్ర. స్వప్నే తు బుద్ధి స్వయమేవ జాగ్రత్ కాలీన నానావిధ వాసనాభిః. సో హియర్ శంకరాచార్య టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ విచ్ ది మైండ్ ప్లేస్ ఎ ప్రామినెంట్ రోల్ బికాస్ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఇన్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ even though the mind is in operation, the physical body plays the prominent role. That is why the whole life is udiranamittam bahugrita veshaha, for the sake of making a living to fill the stomach, so many various roles are assumed. Whereas what is that avastha in which mind dominates? That is a question. Shankaracharya says swapnaha bhavati. Dream is that state in which mind plays a dominant role. I am not even aware of the physical body. Mind alone is active. And mind also, how is it active? Not fully active, experiencing external world and all. It cannot gather fresh experiences. That gathering faculty is not functioning at all during sleep, deep dream side. Whereas the memory faculty, the vasana faculty, the chittam faculty, that becomes more active. That is why Swamiji says the video cassette recorder, VCR, is not functioning, but only the video cassette player, VCP, is functioning. The VCR can record only shabda and rupa only, whereas the mind VCR can record shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, emotions, etc., all those. And all of them can be projected also. Not only that, that mind itself creates an objective swapna world, dream world, sense organs in the swapna world, body for me, all those things it creates. I myself become a subject, object, interaction, the consequences, the emotions, all those things I become in the dream. Then one might ask that they are all mere neurological disturbances. People might ask those questions. We can talk about all of them after waking up, not while dreaming. During dream, they are all solid things, the subject, the object, the transaction. Everything appears solid and real during the dream. That is why someone said, waking also may be actually like that. The way you dream, waking also may be actually like that. Just as in dream, I become all the three, the subject, the object, and the transaction. In waking also, aham eva idagam sarvam. Now, it is not believable. For example, if a dream guru, it comes and tells that you are sarvam in dream. Dream guru, for example, comes in the dream, he tells you are sarvam. Will I believe it while I'm in dream? In the same way, in Jagrat Avastha also, the guru says, swapnaha asya vibhati avastha bhavati. Swapna becomes the distinct state in which sukshma sharira, the subtle body, is dominant. Vibhakti means distinct. Asya. Asya means sukshma sharirasya, particularly the mind part of the subtle body. All the other components of the sukshma sharira, they are not dominant. The mind is dominant during that time. And which part of sukshma sharira is dominant in swapna? Only the antakarana, the inner equipment. And in that antakarana also, we already mentioned, antakarana contains four things: mind, buddhi, chitta, and ahankara. But only that, the antakarana, the chittam, the memory part, that alone is dominant during that time. Since chittam belongs to the subtle body, the sukshma shariram, we say sukshma shariram is dominant. అండ్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్? స్వమాత్ర శేషేణ విభాతి. ఇన్ స్వప్న సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఫంక్షన్స్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ వితౌట్ ద ఎయిడ్ ఆఫ్ ద స్థూల శరీరం, ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ. స్వమాత్ర సూక్ష్మ శరీరం అలోన్ ఫంక్షన్స్ అండ్ నాట్ ద స్థూల శరీరం. వెరాస్ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ, ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్, స్థూల శరీరం డామినేట్స్, బట్ నాట్ మాత్రం, నాట్ ఓన్లీ, సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఆల్సో ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇన్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. బట్ టు హియర్ ద డ్రీమ్ మ్యూజిక్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ డ్రీమింగ్, ఇట్స్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మ్యూజిక్, టు హియర్ ద డ్రీమ్ మ్యూజిక్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ ఇయర్స్ అట్ ఆల్. యువర్ ఫిజికల్ ఇయర్స్ కెన్ బి క్లోజ్డ్ ఈవెన్ కంప్లీట్లీ, బట్ స్టిల్ యూ విల్ హియర్ ద డ్రీమ్ మ్యూజిక్. విభాది, ఇట్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ ఎత్ర, ఎత్ర మీన్స్ స్వప్నావస్థ, ఇన్ ది స్వప్నావస్థ. శంకరాచార్య సేస్ స్వప్నే బుద్ధి నానావిధ వాసనాభి వర్తతే. అండ్ రాజతే, వి హావ్ టు యాక్చువల్లీ టేక్ ద వర్బ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక అండ్ సప్లై ఇట్ హియర్. స్వప్నే, స్వప్నే తు బుద్ధి రాజతే, ద బుద్ధి షైన్స్. యాక్చువల్లీ ద వర్డ్ షైనింగ్ ఇస్ యూస్డ్ బికాస్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఐ సీ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ షైనింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ ఆర్ మూన్ లైట్ ఆర్ ఎలక్ట్రిక్ లైట్ ఇన్ ది జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఐ సీ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ షైనింగ్. బట్ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ ద మైండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇల్యూమినింగ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ ది మైండ్ క్రియేట్స్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్, ఇట్ ఆల్సో ఇల్యూమినేట్స్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ సో శంకరాచార్య యూసెస్ ద వర్డ్ బుద్ధి రాజతే. అండ్ హౌ డస్ ఇట్ షైన్? నానావిధ వాసనాభి రాజతే, షైన్స్ విత్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ వాసనాస్ ఆర్ రికార్డెడ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆర్ సంస్కారాస్, వీ కెన్ కాల్ దమ్ సంస్కారాస్ ఆల్సో. వేర్ డిడ్ ద మైండ్ గెట్ ఆల్ దీస్ వాసనాస్, వేర్ దిస్ ఆల్ దీస్ రికార్డెడ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్? జాగ్రత్ కాలిన నానావిధ, acquired during the wakeful state. Whatever things you acquired during the wakeful state, that alone are replayed during the dream state. Sometimes people may say, how can I experience something which I have not gathered in the supna, in the jagrata avastha? People might ask, I got a dream which I have never experienced in my life at all. I got a dream like that. For that, Acharya gives, actually we have three answers. One is, for example, sometimes we have experienced but we have forgotten. Many times you might have experienced certain things but you might have forgotten. For example, we say the face seems familiar but I don't remember. When I see a person, I say, oh, this, it rings a bell somewhere. I don't know exactly what it is, but it rings a bell. And second thing is, we might not have experienced exactly the same thing, but different parts of experience is gathered in different places and we get a combined view now. That is another thing with the mind. Example like cloning, for example, mind has the capacity to clone long, long ago. We got the actual cloning these days, but mind has the capacity to clone long, long ago. So different experiences at different times can be combined and can be projected in the dream today, which you would never have actually experienced in the wakeful state at all. And the third is, the experience need not be based on this birth only, this janma only. According to the shastras, the vasanas are gathered from innumerable earlier janmas. They may all come also now. So there are so many of these variables, so that to explain a dream, many times one may not actually know at all how to interpret them because they are all combination of so many things. So whatever is experienced in dream has to be necessarily experienced in the wakeful state. There is nothing other than that. But it could be in this janma, it could be in any previous janma, it could be combination of experiences, it could be many things. Sometimes people say, I experienced the future in my dream. Some people say that. How can you experience future? Because it is not experienced at all yet. Because future vasanas are not recorded yet in the mind. Then how can you experience the future? For that, we have got two answers. Number one, we really don't know whether we experience the future at all. Because we don't know that really. And number two, suppose it is correct. Then we say that it is not a dream. It is some other state. It is not wakeful state. It is not deep sleep state. It is not dream state. It is some other state in which the mind has some premonition of future. Everyone has got certain mental capacity to experience the future also. In the case of rishis, they developed the capacity very deliberately because they could predict all the three domains of time. But we have not developed that capacity ourselves. Even animals, they have the capacity. This is what the scientists study actually before an earthquake, storm, actually tsunami. Tsunami was recently when that happened in Indonesia. Many of these animals, the cows and all the cattle, they all strayed to higher plains by themselves. They behave in a peculiar way. They go to higher pasture grounds. So all those things happen. So if animals, they have got that, we also have got the same thing, but we have not developed it. So this is called extrasensory perception, future reading perhaps. So that does not come under dream. So I don't dream any future. So it's a totally different state. Then what state it belongs to? We call it Ubhayataha Prajna Avastha. In Mandukya Upanishad, this comes, they are all intermediary states, some states which cannot be called waking or dream or sleep. It cannot be called the sleep because mind is active. Mind is active. So it cannot be called dream because it is not experiencing the past. It cannot be called waking because it does not experience the present. So what state it is then? It is an intermediary state only, but that being abnormal, that is not very common. We don't discuss that in the general study of a human being. So we don't do that at all. That's why we skip it, but it is a totally different state. So in the general study, we talk about only three states, but we do have extraordinary conditions also. We acknowledge that, but we don't study in detail in this context. Kartradibhavam pratipadya rajate yatra svayam jyotirayam paratma dhimatra kopadirasesha sakshi nalipyate tatkrita karmaleshaihi yasmada sangastatayeva karmabihi nalipyate kinchutupadhina krutaihi. So the first line that should be connected with the previous shloka. Buddhihi rajate. We have to connect it with that. And in the dream state, buddhi shines. It assumes various rules. Various roles it assumes. What are the various roles assumed by the buddhi? Kartradi bhavam pratipadya. Any transaction that requires various constituents, like the subject of transaction, the object, the instrument of transaction, the purpose for any transaction, the location of the transaction. There are so many things. So they are all called in Sanskrit as karakani. Karakam means accessories involved in any kriya, in any action. In Sanskrit, each accessory is indicated by one case ending. Some little bit of, not too much of grammar, some just mention. So, for example, nominative case is a subject accessory. The objective case is the object accessory. Instrumental case is an instrument accessory. The dative case, the beneficiary accessory. That is why we have Ramaha, Ramo, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramo, Ramane. And again, next, so third, fourth and fifth, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramat. So, all those things are all there, various cases. So each case indicates one accessory karakani. So only when all the accessories come together, an action can be produced. So karakajanya kriya, accessories produce these various actions. For example, if you talk about this webinar itself, if I come to the webinar and none of you are signing in, then there can be no class. Or if all of you have come and I don't come, then there is no class also. Or if both of us are there, but the internet does not work, then also there can be no class. So no transaction is possible under any of these circumstances. So whatever you do, we need all these cases, nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, so locative, all those things we need. But we don't need genitive case, it should not be included because it is akaraka vibhakti. So it's a detail, let's not worry about it. So we have got karakani, which produces kriya, kriya the phalam. So what is the world according to Vedanta? World is karaka kriya phalam. Anything you take, either it will be karaka, it will be kriya or phala in the world. So Vedanta reduces the world into karaka, kriya, phala. So in the waking state, I am one of the karakas, accessories only, either subject or object, etc. And the world consists of other karakas, the kriya and the phala. So Swargaloka will come under what category? Swargaloka will come under the phalam category. If I do lot of punya, I will go to Swarga. So there's a palam of doing lot of punya karmas. And what is the uniqueness of Swapnavastha, the dream state? He says, in Swapnavastha, Buddhi is capable of becoming all the karakas. That is the uniqueness. In Jagravastha, it's not true. In Swapnavastha, the Buddhi itself is capable of becoming all the karakas. If I take class, for example, in dream, you don't come to my dream class, but my mind produces all of you. Sometimes they say, you came in my dream last night. I did not go anywhere. People normally say, and that is what I have one student. They always, he says, so in on Guruvara, Mama, most of the time I see you in my dream. I don't know, whatever it is. So the mind produces all the karakas, the kriya and palam also in the dream. So Shankaracharya says, so, kartradi bhavam pratipatya. The mind itself becomes karta, adi, adipata. It means what? All the kriya and palam also. So, karta and also the kriya and the palam. So, mind itself generates, is so powerful that mind is compared to maya. At Ishvara level, maya has produced the entire waking level. And at the jiva level, mind has produced the entire dream world. So it is as powerful as maya. So pratipadya, assuming all the forms, the sukshma sharira, the subtle body shines. And from the next line onwards, there is a diversion. Shankaracharya is discussing the anatma now. That's what we are doing so far. Anatma stage 1, that was over, namely the sthula shariram. We already finished that discussion. Then anatma stage 2 is the sukshma shariram that is being discussed now. Then we have to go to the stage 3, which is the karana shariram that should be discussed. Then only anatma topic will be completed. But Shankaracharya, maybe he is a little impatient or whatever the Swami says, that he briefly talks about atma in the following 5 lines. Details we are going to see later actually. It is an incidental diversion. So he talks about Atma in dream. What is the nature? He says, Yatra. Yatra means Asmin Swapne, in this dream. Then Paratma Swayam Bhati. This Atma or self is self-effulgent, swayam bhati. Bhati means effulgent. Swayam bhati, self-effulgent. So the atma is self-effulgent, effulgent in this dream. Swayam prakasha rupaha. So rupaha it was. So it is. We will talk about swayam prakasha later, actually in more detail. We are going to do it later. And how does it function? Di matraka upadihi. The atma is functioning through the mind alone during dream. The sthula shariram is passive. During dream, my sthula shariram is passive. So is my karana shariram also. So even all other sense organs, they are also passive. Dhi matraka upadihi. Mind alone is the medium or the field of operation. And asesha sakshi, the illumines the mind and its condition without itself getting affected by whatever happens in dream. So the atma that illumines the mind and its condition. So it doesn't get affected by whatever happens in the dream. The witness of all the dream events is the sakshi, is atma. So whatever happens in the dream, this atma knows. Sakshi. So here Shankaracharya talks about the Atma for a reason perhaps. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a Brahmana or a section called Swayam Jyoti Brahmana. It's supposed to be a very, very significant section in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In fact, in this shloka also, there is a different reading in the second line. Yatra Swayam Bhatihi instead of the Jyotihi. That's instead of Bhati. So the word Jyoti is used essentially in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So there is the significance. The Upanishad uses dream as an ideal state to recognize or understand Atma clearly. That's what the Upanishad uses. It's an elaborate discussion in that. So Shankaracharya explains why dream is important in Vedantic studies. Because in dream alone, mind clearly becomes an object of my experience. In dream alone. Because every object in dream is nothing but my mind or thoughts. During dream, if I am objectifying a dream world, that means I am objectifying my own mind. So the significance of dream is that the mind is an object in dream. Whereas in waking state, mind predominantly functions as an instrument. It is not an object. What is the object during waking, for example, in the wakeful state? Mind is an instrument and the world is the object. We should understand the difference clearly. So what? If I understand the difference, they say, when the thing serves as an object, we can easily know that it is different from me, the subject, most important. When a thing serves as an object, we can easily know that it is different from me, the subject. But something serves as an instrument. The instrument is closely associated with the subject, and so instrument will be easily mistaken as the subject. That is the difference of instrument and object. For example, when I see the glasses, to find whether there is a dust. You know, I look at my glasses, the glass I wear in the eyes. To see whether there is dust in the glass, I look at it. It is clear that I am subject and the glasses are object. Yes, I am trying to look for some dust in my glasses, try to wipe it off and then put them on. But the moment I put the glasses on, and the moment I put them on, it becomes such an integral part of me that I forget the fact that this is an object. I take it as subject itself when enumerating the objects in front of me. I don't count the glasses at all as one of the objects because of intimacy. For example, if I'm seeing something through my object, maybe a book. If somebody asks what is in front of you, I say there's a book. I don't say my glasses are also in front. Because of intimacy. Spectacles, they are mistaken as a subject when it functions as an instrument. But when it functions as an object, I don't include them in me. Similarly, in the waking state, when I say I include the mind in myself instead of knowing the mind as only an instrument. But if I know the mind is not myself, is different from me, is only an instrument in the waking state, then I am free. That is Jivan Mukti. So if I know in the wakeful state, mind is only an object, it is different from me, it's only an instrument otherwise, I am free. But instead, all problems of the mind, I call it as my problems. Any problem of the mind, I call it as my problems. So this dream state has an advantage. It is Asesha Sakshi. The Acharya analyzes this very elaborately in the Swayam Jyoti Brahmana in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, as I said earlier. And so dream becomes very, very important for Vedanta. I am neither the objective mind of dream or the instrumental mind of Jagradavastha, the waking state. That is the purpose why Shankaracharya has indicated Atma here. Otherwise, it is out of context. He is talking about the anatma. He talked about sthula shariram. He is talking about sukshma shariram. He has not finished karma shariram yet. There is no need for him to talk about atma here. But this is the purpose perhaps. Even though the topic is anatma. So asesa sakshi. And therefore only tat krita karma leshehi na lipyate. Atma is not tainted, na lipyate, not tainted by all the karmas done in dream. Tat krita karma. So karma leshehi means even a bit of papam does not come to me. For example, in dream, if a person is convicted, he gets life imprisonment, goes to jail, falls and gets hurt and wakes up at that time. How many more years has to be in prison? None. Because they are all in dream. Sadyo muktihi. Immediately he is released. He is free man right then and there. He had to only what? What he has to do? He has to only wake up. The same way, when you wake up to your real nature, all sanchita karmas, all agami karmas, and all, they do not affect you at all. But you have to wake up. That's what one has to do. There is no other way. So, tatkrita means buddhikrita. Karma leshaihi na lipyate. And why atma is not affected? Yasmat asangaha. The consciousness is unattached to anything. Asangaha. Like the space is not affected by the things in space. There are so many things in space. But says the space is not affected by any of them by any of them. Like the movie screen, for example, that is not affected by the events on the screen. That could be fire, that could be rain, that could be anything that may be happening on the screen. None of them either burn or wet the screen. I, the Atma, am not affected by the mental episodes, whatever happens. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahurivodbhutam yada nidraya yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanam eva dvayam. So that is what Dakshinamurti Stotram is. I am asangaha. Prabodha samaye, at the waking state. And tataha eva, because of that asanga nature only, karma bihi na lipyate. It is only repetition of the previous line here. After giving the reason, he gives the nigamana. They don't affect me, so he gives the nigamana. Because it is asangaha, it is not affected by both punya and papa. It is asangaha, it is detached. Karma done by whom? Upadina kritaihi. Done by the medium or instrument. Not done by myself, the Atma. It is actually a technical word. Word we will see the technical meaning in a later context. Here it is enough for us to know that it is a medium. Upadhi of transaction. Kinchit na lipyate. It is not affected even a little bit. Sloka 101. This sloka also is in Vishama Vritta, like prose, actually, we mentioned earlier. Sarva vyapratikaranam lingamidam syachidatmanappum saha vasyadikamiva takshanasthenaivatma bhavatya sangoyam. So also Vishama Vritta. He continues with the topic of Sukshma Sharira, again subtle body. Here he talks about its role in the wakeful state, in the Jagradavastha. In Swapnavastha, the mind is clearly an object of experience. We just saw actually in the dream state. We don't see mind as mind in dream, but experience it as thoughts. Thoughts are also not experienced as thoughts, but for example, a tiger thought is experienced as tiger in the dream. A tiger thought is experienced as tiger in the dream. So the mind is an object in dream, whereas it is an instrument in the waking state. Vedanta says, whether mind is an instrument or object, it cannot be the subject I. I am the subject. Mind can be an object as in the dream or an instrument as in the wakeful state. So he says, idam lingam karanam syat. When in the waking state, this lingam means the sukshma shariram, is clearly an instrument. For what? Sarva Vyakriti for all transactions, like a toolkit consisting of 19 instruments. So all the 19 instruments we already mentioned many times ago, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions, 5 different types of pranas, then the manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara, all 19. So sarva vyapara karanam. And if they are weak, we augment the power by adding something. For example, like having glasses. If the eyesight is weak, what do? I add glasses. I put a hearing aid if my hearing is weak. Using a false teeth, if the teeth are not perfect. Applying dye to hair, all those things I do. All are additions, all these additions can work. Only when the sense organs function. A blind man can put on glasses, but still he cannot see. Instrument is for whom? And who is the subject? Chidatmanaha pumsaha. For the Chidatma, who is the subject of all experiences? Pumsa means the Purushaha. Purushaha, the Atma, the subject. So, it's not a male or human body, but a conscious being. Pumsaha, one should not think it is a male, it's a conscious being. Like what? An example is given here. Takshnaha Vasyadikam Iva. Takshnaha means the carpenter. For a carpenter, Vasyadikam is the chisel, the hammer, they are all the instruments for him. Similarly, for the Jivatma, the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, is only an instrument. And the instrument can never be taken as my integral part. It's an instrument. Once we understand that mind also is an instrument, I may be the Karta sometimes, but that is not my essential nature. I may do the action, but that is not my essential nature. The Karta's Kartrutvam, the doership of the doer. The Bhokta's Bhoktrutvam, the enjoyership of the enjoyer. The speaker's speakerhood are all not essential nature of me. As long as I use my subtle body, I have got those statuses. I can be a speaker, I can be this, that, all that. In Sushupti, in the deep sleep state, I drop my subtle body, my Sukshma Shariram. Where is then Kartrutvam or Bhoktrutvam? Because I drop it. Why are you taking Kartrutvam? It's your essential nature and suffer. Don't do that. There is no need. So, Vyasadikam Iva Takshnaha Tenaiva. So, Vasyadikam Iva Takshnaha. We wait the carpenter, the instruments for him. Because of that reason only, what reason only? Because the Sukshma Shariram is used as a temporary instrument. I am Atma Asangaha Bhavati. Therefore, the Atma is essentially free and different from the subtle body, the Sukshma Shariram. And when we talked about the Sthula Shariram, the grass body, it was compared to a residence or an office or a tenement. And Sukshma Shariram is compared to your toolkit. The various instruments, so many tools. Neither the office nor the various instruments are yourself. They are all different. Use them by all means. I want to use them, take advantage of them, but don't get carried away by them. Shloka 102. Andatva mandatva patutva dharmaha saugunya vaigunya vashadhi chakshushaha bhadirya mukatva mukastataiva Shrotradi dharmanatu peturatmanaha. So we saw that the Sukshma Shariram is an instrument or a bundle of instruments, a toolkit. And now Shankaracharya says that one should recognize that any instrument will have different conditions of efficacy. And with usage, the instrument will lose its sharpness. It may become blunt, it can lose its function and is subject to deterioration by using them more and more. And after some time, the instrument may have to be discarded also. So when instrument has become weaker, do we say that carpenter has become weaker? Carpenter is carpenter, whatever be the condition of the instrument. Similarly, the human instruments like eye is also subject to deterioration. And it has three conditions: andhatva, mandatva, and patutva. Patutva means short vision. After some years, it will be mandatvam. It will become dull vision. And later, it will become andhatvam. It will become blind. All these three belong to whom? We generally say, I am blind. That's what we say. But Shankaracharya says, no. That is where you make the mistake. The I only is blind and not me, the Chaitanya. You are neither sharp nor dull. But instrument has those conditions. Your instrument has those conditions, but you are neither sharp nor dull. Therefore, the Karanam has got Dharma, whereas Atma is Nirdharmakaha. So, Andhatva, Mandatva, Patutva, Dharmaha, the characteristics. Dharma here means the characteristics, the conditions or the properties. They belong to whom? Chakshushaha. Belong to the eyes. Belong to the eyes actually. And he says, and so because they belong to the eyes, saugunya vaigunya vasat. Saugunya vaigunya vasat. Because of the healthy or sick condition, saugunyam means healthy conditions. And vaigunya means sick condition. Vasat. Because of this condition, eyes become sharp, dull, or blind. And he says, you can extend this to other jnanendriyas and karmendriyas also. So he says, bajiriyam. Bajiriyam means it deafness of ears. There also we extend mandatvam and patutvam, all those things for that ears also, for all the sense organs. Sharp and dull hearing, all that. Then mukatvam, dumbness, corresponds to karmendriya. Because it is walk, karmendriya. And andhatvam and vadiryam for the jnanendriyas. And mukatvam, dumbness, the organ of speech, the karmendriyas. And there also we have to extend mandatvam and patutvam for all of them. It can be dull, it can be completely faulty, or it could be good. All those things, mukaha. So sometimes it is, in the mukaha, it's face. But at the end of a compound word, mukha means generally face. But at the end of a compound word, mukha means what? In the Gita, you know, Bhishma Drona Pramukataha. That means, so all those, it's a means. So, tataiva shrotradi dharmaha. They are all properties of ears. So that's what it is. That means they are properties of only the instruments. Natu vetu atmanaha. None of them belong to Atma, the subject. So that's what it says, Atma, the subject. So, natu vetuhu atmanaha. Vetu means the knower. Vetu refers to the knower. And sakshinaha. I am the eternal, unaffected subject. Mind also is different from me. It's an instrument. And everything else also is different from me. I am the very subject. Shloka 103. Here, Shankaracharya talks about the function of the pancha pranas, five different pranas. What are they? Uchvasaha. Uchvasaha means the breathing in. Nishvasaha, breathing out. Vijrumbanaha, yawning. Kshut means sneezing. Prasyandanam, all types of secretion from any part of the body. For example, tears from the nose, from the mouth, saliva. Different glands secrete, different juices, all those. And utkramanam, vomiting. It's all throwing up. Not always, only when there is a poison in the system, one throws up. Adhikaha kriyaha. All these functions are shared by the five pranas, pancha pranas, prana, apana, vyana, uda, samana, udana. And some of them belong to prana, some of them belong to apana, and some to vyana, and so on. So he says, pranadi karmani vadanti. All these are said to be the functions of pranadi. Pranadi, adipadate, all other pranas. apana, vyana, udana, samana, karmani. So they are all included there. Of these, the pranasya dharma. Among these pancha pranas, among these five different pranas, one of them is called prana itself. We have to note the word prana very carefully here. Either one of the pancha pranas or the collection of all five, both are implied here. In the third line, the collective prana is talked about. And in the fourth line, the individual prana is talked and its function. So avashana pipase means, avashana means hunger and pipase means thirst. So both. So hunger and thirst, they are functions of prana. Particularly actually. Here Shankaracharya does not talk about the individual functions. We have seen that before actually in another discussion. We have already seen the individual functions. For example, prana stands for the respiratory system. Apana stands for the excretory system. Vyana for the circulatory system. And samana for the digestive system. And udana for the reversing system. Udana, the reversing system that becomes active only under two conditions. We saw this also earlier. When there is poison, to reverse the general process, vomiting, etc., that happens. Because the system doesn't want to keep it, it has to throw it out. And second time is maranakala, at the time of death. At that time, all processes are withdrawn, they are reversed. And finally, the very prana itself is taken out of the body at the time of death. So, ut means taking out. Utkramanakaraha, udanaha. So, these details are not given here. He only talks them generally, but we have seen them earlier. Just for the sake of our understanding, I just went through a refurbishing. Sloka 104. Antakarane me teshu chakshuradishu vashmani ahamityabhimanena tishtatyabhasatejasa. So now Shankaracharya, he introduces the ahankara principle, which is called karta, bhokta, pramatha, the very individual jiva. So we can call many of them. Excuse me. Karta, bhokta, pramatha, and the very individual jiva. And now, what is karta? The very antakarnam, the inner equipment, which includes manaha, buddhihi, chittam, and ahankara. Manaha, mind, buddhi, intellect, chittam, memory, and ahankara, ego. All these functions, the mental stuff is called ahankara. We should remember, according to Shastra, mind is a material. We have to be very careful in understanding this. We have to remember all the time, mind is a material. Only difference is, mind is a subtle material, very fine material. But it is a thing. We call it as antakarana dravyam. Dravyam means material. In English, we call it mental stuff or mind stuff, maybe, material. It is this dravyam which has got four types of vrittis or thought modes. Vrittis are called thought modes. When a particular type thought occurs, the mind stuff is called manaha. Mind. This mind stuff is called manaha when a particular type of thought occurs. When another type of thought mode occurs, the very same stuff is called buddhihi. For example, a decisive function, we call it buddhihi. When another type of thought mode comes, the very same stuff is called buddhihi chitta, memory. And when the I thought comes, I am the person, I am the doer, I did this. When that I thought comes, then it is called ahankara. So we have to differentiate ahankara vritti and the antakarana dravyam. Antakarana dravyam is inner material. This ahankara vritti. What is the difference between ahankara and ahankara vritti? Ahankara refers to the very stuff, the material. It is the dravyam. And the ahankara material can have four kinds of thoughts. And one type of thought happens to be the ahankara vritti. So ahankara is material and ahankara vritti is a thought mode. So ahankara dravyam entertains ahankara vritti to invoke itself. For example, ahankara dravyam entertains thought vritti to invoke a pot. Whenever a thought about a pot comes, the ahankara dravyam entertains the pot vritti to invoke what? A pot. I think of a pot image comes to my mind. Ahankara dravyam entertains the man vritti to invoke a person, a man. Ahankara dravyam entertains ahankara vritti to invoke what? To invoke itself, ahankara. So during pot vritti, the thought mode relating to a pot, a man vritti, thought mode relating to a person, ahankara dravyam is there. During all the vrittis, ahankara dravyam is there, including ahankara vritti. Of this, ahankara dravyam is persistent, whereas ahankara vritti is not all the time there. Only when the thought mode comes, it comes. But ahankara dravyam, namely the material, that inner equipment, that dravyam, that is there persistent all the time. For example, you are listening to me. So ahankara dravyam is listening. When you are listening, your ahankara dravyam is listening, and the vritti is what vritti? My words determine the type of thought in you. So ahankara dravyam is there, but you are not entertaining ahankara vritti. When will ahankara vritti come for you? Suppose I ask a question, who are you? What is your education? What are you doing? When you think and talk about yourself, you entertain ahankara vritti. I am so and so. My name is this. I am doing this job. Ahankara vritti is not always, but ahankara dravyam is always there. Ahankara vritti will function only when that circumstance arises. When I ask that question, for example. And that ahankara dravyam is otherwise called antakarana dravyam. Ahankara is one of the inner instruments, antakarana dravyam. And it is this dravyam, this material, which is called karta, bhokta, pramata, and jivaha. Now the question would be, how can this ahankara dravyam be called a jivaha? Because ahankara dravyam is inert material. And how can we call it a jivaha? Because after all, jivaha is a sentient being. Whereas ahankara dravyam is made up of matter. Dravyam, material. So ahankara dravyam is material, whereas jivaha is a sentient. For which Shankaracharya answers, the mind stuff is matter only, but it is such a subtle matter that it is capable of receiving the reflected consciousness. All this reflected consciousness and all those discussions we have done in so many other lectures earlier. For people who have not attended those, maybe some of them may be new to you, but you may refer to perhaps those things earlier. It is the reflected consciousness. For example, a fine mirror, if capable of receiving the reflected sunlight. Not only the mirror can receive the reflection, the mirror can also become a bright, luminous illuminator. Mirror by itself cannot illumine anything, but with reflected sun, it can. Similarly, mind stuff is inert, all right, it's matter. But with reflected consciousness, it becomes sentient. But how can mind reflect consciousness? Because it is such a fine matter, such a fine medium. Not everything reflects sunlight, but a mirror does, because it has such a fine surface. And this is referred to in this shloka as abhasa tejaha. Second line. This is a technical shloka. Abhasa tejaha means reflected consciousness. And this antakaranam, this inner equipment, yeteshu chakshuradishu, in this eye and other organs, in this yeteshu chakshuradishu, other organs, and varshmani, in the body, abhasa tejasa, because of the reflected consciousness, aham iti abhimanena, with the notion of I, the ahankara, the notion of I, tishtati, that is how it exists, it is established. Shloka 105. అహంకారస విజ్ఞేయ కర్తా భోక్తాభిమాన్యయం సత్వాది గుణయోగేన చావస్థాత్రయమశ్నుతే. Here the Acharya continues with the discussion of the Abhasa Tejasa mentioned in the previous shloka. And where is this reflected consciousness? It is in the mind stuff. And once the mind receives the reflection, it is capable of entertaining two types of thoughts. Reflection of the Chaitanya, that's what it means. Either self-referring thoughts called Ahamvritti or non-self-referring thoughts which is called Idam Vritti. So Aham Vritti refers to self-referring thoughts about myself. When I talk about myself, it is called self-referring thought. When I talk about anything else other than myself, it is called Idam Vritti. Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti. The thought is not the stuff. The mind stuff is not the thought. Generally people say mind is the flow of thoughts. Shastra says no. Mind is not flow of thoughts, but mind has flow of thoughts. Mind is not flow of thought, but has flow of thought. Ocean is not waves. Ocean has waves. Ocean is the locus of waves. Because before waves, ocean was. During waves, ocean is. Even after the resolution of waves, ocean will be. Similarly, Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti, they rise in the mind stuff, mind material. When I say mind stuff, mind material. They exist in the mind stuff and they resolve in the mind stuff. During sleep, what happens? Mind is not absent, but mind is non-functional. That means it does not entertain Aham Vritti or Idam Vritti. And this mind stuff, this mind dravyam, which is not the thought, but the locus of the I thought, my ahankara I thought, and this I and this, aham and idam, I and this thought, that vrittimathu, antakaranam, is called ahankara. He is trying to explain what is this ahankara in so many words. Therefore he says, saha ahankara vijnayaha, that antakaranam, mind stuff, is to be understood as ahankara. What does it do? Karta, Bhokta, Abhimani, Ayam. This material stuff, this Sukhma Shariram alone claims, Abhimana means claims, is to be as Karta and Bhokta, association. It is the mind with reflected consciousness that claims to be Aham Karta and Aham Bhokta. The mind with reflected consciousness. Not only that, it is this Ahankara which is made up of the Panchabhutas, because it's also Panchabhodhikam, which Panchabhutas are themselves are made out of Maya. The Panchabhutas are themselves made out of Maya. Maya is what? Trigunatmika Maya, endowed with the three gunas, Sattva, Rajo, Tamo gunas. And this Antakaranam, which possesses these three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamo gunas. They do not belong to the Atma Chaitanyam, but they belong to Ahankara. Atma Chaitanyam does not have these three gunas, but Ahankara has. So what is Ahankara? It is Sukshma Sharira matter plus the reflected consciousness. And this is known as Ahankara endowed with Sattvadi Guna Yogena. Sattvadi Guna Yogena means Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. These three gunas are associated with this. This is Ahankara. And since the Ahankara can be Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic, based on that alone, we divide the humanity also as Guna Brahmana, Guna Kshatriya, Guna Vaishya, Guna Shudraha, based on Sattva Pradana, Raja Pradana, Tama Pradana. All these divisions belong to whom? Ahankara only, not to Atma. What about Atma? It is Jati, Niti, Kula, Gotra, Duragam. Atma is neither Brahmana, nor Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, nor Shudra. In keeping with this, so it is all Ahankara. In keeping with the predominance of Gunas, three Avastas also are experienced as Jagrat Avastha, Sopna Avastha and Sushupti Avastha. they are also experienced. Jagrat avastha is jagrat. So in sushupti avastha, which guna is predominant? Tamo guna is predominant in sushupti avastha. And jagrat avastha is supposed to be rajoguna predominant, because the mind is fully active in jagrat avastha, in the wakeful state. In jagrat avastha, mind, buddhi, chittam, ahankara are all fully functioning. Since activity is predominant, it is rajapradana avastha, predominantly rajoguna. Whereas swapna avastha, the dream state, is said to be sattvapradana avastha, where there is only awareness of what is happening. Karmendriyas, jnanendriyas are not functioning. Fresh knowledge is not being required at all. As I told you, it is only VC player. There is only witnessing what is happening in the mind. And so it is sattva pradana avastha. That is the dream state. Therefore, sattvadi guna yogena. Sattvadi guna yogena avastatrayam ashnute. And these three avastas belong to whom? Ahankara or Atma? They all belong to Ahankara only. Atma only illumines the three states of Ahankara. Atma itself does not possess any of these states. It's only the three states of these things only it produces. Atma itself by itself is not possessing any of these three states. So we will continue with the discussion in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु कृष्णाय